Hi everyone there. Welcome to the podcast number 4 on artificial intelligence. In this podcast, I'm briefly discussing what are the technologies emerging from the artificial intelligence and how the human body compared physically and mentally with artificial intelligence.
Which is the organ in our human body responsible for doing all the actions? The brain, right? Yeah, exactly. The brain, which sends a message to different parts of our body, like to talk, like to do some actions, etc., right? The human brain is divided into different parts like frontal lobe, temporal lobe, spinal cord and etc. The frontal lobe is responsible for the thinking, problem solving, regular emotions, motor functions, etc.
In brain and human body, which is the transporter of all the message from one part to the another part of a brain or one part of the brain to the different parts of our body? The nervous system, right? It is responsible for carrying all the messages and doing the task. Example, I am thinking like I need to lift some object. First, the brain will send a message to my hand to lift that object. Then my hand will perform the actions according to the brain instruction. Likewise, in artificial intelligence, we use neural networks. It performs the operation same as it is like a brain. And next part of our body I need to compare with AI is our hand. It is used in the robotics fields for doing certain operations.
And the next thing I need to compare with a human with AI is reproductive system. Yeah, you heard that right. How I am comparing the reproductive system with AI? It's a very critical and very difficult task of artificial intelligence.
In the reproductive stage, the one robot will create the other robot and the other robot will create another robot. Likewise, it is a very critical stage and it's very threatened for human life. I can say it is the end of our human race. Hence, the reproductive stage of artificial intelligence is compared to nuclear weapon. It takes too many years to gain this stage. It all depends upon the human beings. Hence, we should develop AI within the limits. Next, the fields associated with artificial intelligence is various fields like machine learning, deep learning, IoT, and many more.
In coming podcast, I'm briefly discussing about the each fields which is associated with the AI. So until then, stay tuned.